I don't know what you call it. I don't know the actual name of it.
What about the things that you set in the fireplace to lay the wood across on?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name of it.
Did you ever hear fire dogs or dog irons or hand irons?
No, I didn't. No, I haven't heard about them.
Y'all never really burned wood for heat, did you?
Over on Andrews, we did at one time. Wasn't no gas. Now, little kid. I remember when the plumber piped our house for gas. I remember when my mama used to send, I don't know whether that didn't happen here, but she used to buy stoves out of Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Old Kalamazoo stove, and you know, you had a big tank on them.
Uh-huh.
And I remember my father had it hooked up where we had it wasn't a hot water heater, it wasn't nothing but just a big tank.
Uh-huh.
And the water would go through this stove and go to the bathroom and to the kitchen sink. And that's the way we got our hot water to bathe with.
How long did you have the stove?
Oh, we had them for years until gas. You see, gas, well, the people in Houston didn't have no gas. Everybody was cooking with wood. Oh, yeah.
You wanted to start a fire. What kind of wood did you use to start it with?
Oh, you started with pine, anything looks good. You started with oak.
Any special name for the small pieces of pine?
Kindling.
Does kindling have to be pine?
No. Be anything. There's any kind of wood that'll, you know, that's dry and will burn. See, you got to get it started.
Uh-huh.
And so you got to have some kind of reason for getting the little splinters and things is to get it to catch up. See, you can't take a big heavy log and put a match to it and burn. You have to put some paper in there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I built 5 minutes,
didn't you? What do you call a big piece of wood you
can
set toward the back of the fireplace and burn all night?
Log.
Did you ever hear of a back log or a back stick?
I heard of, no, not regarding to a fireplace. I heard a backlog used another term.
For work, you mean?
Yeah.
You know, on the fireplace, the thing that comes up above it?
Yeah, they call that the mantle, don't they?
Okay. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
Huh?
Soot.
And what you shovel out of the fireplace?
Ashes.
And talk about things that you have in a room. The thing you're sitting in is a
chair.
Huh?
Chair.
Okay. What do you have that's longer than a chair that 3 or 4 people can sit on?
Sometimes couch, a bench.
Any other names for couch?
Bench.
Is that the same?
To me, it serves the same. It does the same purpose. Now, admittedly, technically, you may not want to call it the same.
Uh-huh.
But it's you can sit on it. Couches now, you can lay down on them. You know, they got all these pillows and things, but a long time ago they didn't have them. It was hard back when I was a little boy.
Benches were just wooden?
Yeah. And I remember my sister had my mother's first living room, too. And it ain't nothing but wood. It's got a little leather and about that much padding in it.
What was that called back then?
Huh? One of them they call one now, I don't know what they call them then. One of them they call now love seat, you know, because it didn't have nothing long. It was, you couldn't sit with 2 people in it.
Uh-huh. What about a sofa?
Sofa.
What's the difference between a sofa and a couch?